Welcome to the Being Soul Confident podcast with me, your host, Nicola Tonsaga, the podcast where we are talking all things soul, where we're widening the conversation about what soul is, so that you can trust it, live it, be it, so that you are being soul confident. Hello and welcome back to this bonus episode of Being Soul Confident. Whatever you are doing today, wherever you are, I hope you're having a really glorious day, and I hope that you are also finding time or creating some time and space just for you, just to sit within your own energy, to be in the stillness or the stillness within nature, and just really allowing yourself to tune into that expansiveness within who you are. So in today's episode, what I wanted to look at is one of the reasons that we don't leap when we are leaning into soul, when we're really feeling that intuitive pull, when we are kind of feeling as though there's a direction, a step, a path that we should take, and maybe the head says it isn't rational, it isn't practical. What is it really that stops us? And there can be all sorts of practical things that we might think about, and they are usually, you know, that they're very real reasons. But ultimately, if you strip everything aside, what is the single biggest thing that stops us taking that directed action of soul, taking a leap of faith? And I suppose within this episode, I'm really talking about when we're really being asked to lean into something that is really going to take us along a different path, is going to take us really outside of what we perceive to be our comfort zone, is perhaps something that we hadn't anticipated or that hadn't crossed our mind as something that we could be doing that might be possible for us. What is the one thing that actually stops us? Probably the biggest limiting factor that we have from a soul perspective, if we think about the fact that soul wants us to expand, if we think about the fact that it is going to ask us to be courageous, because it is going to ask us to be courageous, probably the single biggest thing that stops us really jumping and following that path, being courageous, is the level of self-trust that we hold. Do we really trust in our ability to make decisions? Do we trust that we can? Do we trust our resourcefulness? Do we trust our ability to meet a challenging situation or a difficult situation and find our way through it, adapt in order to meet a changing need, a changing situation, a changing circumstance? Because all of those things actually come down to how much we trust ourselves and what level of self-trust we hold within ourselves. So in this bonus episode, I'd like to invite you to consider how much trust within yourself you actually do hold. So if you haven't got a pencil and pen to hand, then pause now, just go and grab one. And I'm going to ask you that question. And there are three other component parts to it that I'd also invite you to consider. So pen and paper to hand, or simply pause the podcast, this episode, as we go along and just reflect, consider, feel into the things that come up for you. And so the main question is very simply, how much do you trust yourself? Now, the component parts to that are, this is the first one, how do you know that? So what have been your experiences that have taught you, that have shown you that that is how much you trust yourself? How do you actually know that? The second component part is, What do you need to believe about yourself? Or what do you need to do to deepen the level of self-trust that you hold? The third part is, how can you do that? And there is a fourth part, actually, which has just come to me as I've been speaking to you. Will you? Will you do the how can you do that? Will you? So I'd love for you to just consider that question and its component parts. Just reflect on them. Just have a think about it. And it may be that you just ponder it as you move through the day. But the level of trust that we really hold within ourselves will often be the determining factor on a subconscious level that actually makes a difference between whether we take that leap or whether we hold back. Wishing you a wonderful day. Wishing you much joy as you move through your day. Please take care and enjoy being soul confident.